The Phil Show.
You know, one of the things, you know, we try to, on The Phil Show, we try to focus on things that, well, that I think men like, especially me. You know, cars, boats, beer, martinis, cigar.
No. Those are fun.
You know, it's one thing to appreciate a 20-year-old fine wine. It's something else to brew up a 2,500-year-old alcoholic beverage while sifting through the remains of an Iron Age burial plot dating from 400 to 450 BC, which is in what is today Germany. Bettina Arnold is an archaeologist and anthropologist at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She and others uncovered a cauldron that contained remnants of an alcohol brewed and buried with the deceased.
Whoa.
I like it. Cold beer for your dead. So, they were actually able to derive some sense of what the contents were, you know, analyze them in this bronze cauldron. She decided to team up with Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery to recreate the ancient brew using a recipe inspired by evidence collected from these archaeological remains. Said it had about 14 liters of fairly high-quality liquid. A paleobotanist that analyzed the contents, and then they came up with the recipe. The honey, which is definitely present, and then as a bittering and preserving agent, not hops, but something called meadowsweet. Mint was also discovered in the brew. The alcohol is believed to be a braggot. A braggot is a blend of barley and honey, as the two sugar ingredients, you know, ferment, create the beverage, you know, all of that. So, they pull in these experts, brewers, this guy who homebrewed meads and braggots. Besides yeast, the brew only contains four ingredients, barley, honey, mint, and meadowsweet. They say it took 7 hours to make it, about 2 weeks to ferment. The result was smooth and pleasant, almost like a dry port, but with a mini herbal tinge. And it also packed a kick. Now, unfortunately, you're not going to find this ancient recipe on a beer store shelf soon. They say while it is certainly drinkable and very cool to taste, they say they don't think people would be interested in purchasing it to drink. I would.
Yeah, seriously. I got money. Come on.
These people in the Iron Age drank 400 to 500 BC. This is what, you know. Gosh. What if there was a BYOB afterlife? I'm just asking.
Got to be prepared.
Weekday mornings on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.